Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, I'm so thrilled you're on the podcast today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and our hope is that this would serve as a jolt or even a cup of encouragement. And so we hope these are practical and helpful and just the right size for you to pick it up wherever you're at and to take it with you. Well, today on the podcast, I want to do a little bit of a recap. Sunday morning, this last week, I preached on this idea of the death of Easter. Another way of saying it is today's topic is the death of hope. When it comes to death, there's actually more than one kind of death. Oftentimes we think about physical death, and that's obvious, and of course we think that way. But the truth is, there's an internal death that happens to even more people on a more regular basis. And one of the reasons why I think this is such a big deal, even right now in this Easter week, is because honestly, Easter's a really big deal. It's the event that split time and history in half, and yet, if we're honest, we get so busy, we get so distracted that often we actually miss it. And so today I want to give you a bit of a recap about the three kinds of death there are and to give you sort of the emotions to look out for in your life. And this all comes from John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, the gospel writer talks about this amazing encounter where these two sisters, Mary and Martha, are really upset with Jesus himself. When we read in John chapter 11, what we find out is their brother Lazarus, who is a good friend of Jesus, is sick. And so they're hoping that Jesus will drop whatever he's doing, that he'll rush to wherever they're at, and he will make their sick brother well. Well, the problem is Jesus doesn't drop what he's doing. Jesus doesn't show up immediately. In fact, Jesus waits a number of days so that by the time he finally shows up, it seems like all hope is gone. Their brother is dead. Now, chances are you've been in a similar situation, probably not the same exact situation, but you've been in some situation where you prayed for something, you hoped for something, you wished for something, you said, God, if you could do anything, would you show up? And yet, it doesn't seem like it worked out. And so let me give you these three kinds of death. And the first one comes right out of this, and it's called the death of delay. This is when God doesn't answer on our time frame. This is when it seems like there's this big delay between when we ask God to do something and when we think he should, and it seems like it's just not going to happen. In John 11, one of the sisters, Martha, says, "If you would have been here, Jesus, my brother would not have died." The emotion that's involved with the death of delay is this emotion of being offended at God. This is where you begin to quit trusting God, where you've been praying for something, you've been hoping for something, and it just seems like God's not showing up. Let me give you a simple reminder. And again, there's no way we could go into all the details, so I'd encourage you to check out the replay on my website at bobbymcgraw.com. On the blog page, you'll find the replay of this message to get the full notes. But here's the reminder when it comes to delays. A delay is not necessarily a denial. In other words, just because God hasn't answered yet doesn't mean that he's not. In fact, one of the things that we can do during a delay is to focus on who we're becoming instead of focusing on what we're doing. Then in the middle of the delay, focus on who you are. That's the death of delay. The second kind of death is what I call the death of discouragement. The death of discouragement. The other sister is a woman named Mary. Now, Mary, when she hears that Jesus has finally shown up, she doesn't even go out to meet him. In other words, her emotion is, what's the use? Her emotion is, there's no hope now. Our brother's been dead for 4 days. See, a lot of times people in those days thought, well, if somebody's been dead 1 day, 2 day, or 3 days, their spirit's still hanging out. Their spirit's still nearby. Maybe there's hope for them. But 4 days, it's too late. And so the death of discouragement is when we go from being hopeful to being hopeless. And I'm telling you, when hope is gone, everything is gone. What they were hoping for is they were hoping for their sick brother to be made well. What Jesus had in mind was for their dead brother to come back to life. See, if God always met our expectations, he would never have the opportunity to exceed them. And so just because he hasn't answered yet in the way that you thought does not mean that God can't do something great. And the third kind of death is what I call the death of doubt. This is when faith begins to wane. This is when you wonder, will God ever show up? Do I believe that God can do something great? And I love what this says. Martha stands in front of Jesus, one of these sisters. She's broken, she's angry, she's frustrated. And yet she says in verse 22, "But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." I love that little phrase, "but even now." Maybe today you need an even now moment with God. Maybe you've been in a season that has been depressing and it's been stressful and you just feel worn out. Would you pray today and say, "God, I am struggling. God, I'm just being gut level honest that things aren't going well. But even now, I know that you can still show up." John chapter 11 is such an amazing reminder that Jesus cares. In fact, he weeps at the graveside of his friend Lazarus. Jesus gets what it's like to feel like we're alone. He gets what it's like to be in a difficult circumstance. He knows what it's like to be in a challenging season. But while these two sisters are worried about the death of their brother, Jesus is 1 week away from his own death. There is a glorious day coming. There is life on the other side of death. So don't let these three kind of deaths, the death of delay, the death of discouragement, or the death of doubt, to keep you from missing what God is up to. Well, I went over on our time today, but I do want to invite you back for our online guided Lord's Supper, our online guided communion. It starts airing at 6:30 tonight. The easiest place to get it is at sugarhilleaster.com. sugarhilleaster.com. And then Friday night, if you're local, we'd love for you to join us for our Good Friday service at 7 p.m., both in English in the worship center and Spanish in the chapel. And then on Sunday morning for our sunrise service at 7, or pick one of our three Easter services at 9, 11, or 5. There's childcare available for Friday night and for Sunday night, but swing by sugarhilleaster.com to register for that, so that we can prepare a place for your child. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.